Talking with Pat Driscoll. Pat, tell me about this car that you're associated with, the Farm American car.
Well, Ron, Farm American is about one thing primarily: protect and preserve. It's an effort to bring about awareness of the importance of food supply that's produced right here in the United States. It's really appropriate what we're doing today here at FFA, because what we're talking about is the future of an industry in this country. It was motivated, really, by the owner of Furniture Row Companies, who saw the domestic furniture business implode about 25 years ago, and he sees similar trends happening now in American agriculture. We had breakfast a couple of years ago, and he said, you know, it's bad enough we've got to bring in furniture from offshore. I can't stand the thought of seeing our food coming in from offshore. America's got to wake up on this. We've got to start doing something. Now we have Farm American that utilizes the NASCAR assets of Furniture Row Companies, as well as the retail assets of Furniture Row Companies. And all totaled, we can touch about 60% of the American public with a fun, engaging, positive story of American agriculture.
How exactly do you touch that many people?
Well, through NASCAR, first of all, you've got 75 million people that follow the sport regularly. And here's another really interesting number. So right there, you've got a third of the American population. But another interesting number tied to NASCAR, 72% of those people will positively change an attitude because somebody's in the sport as a sponsor. They're fiercely loyal. So we make farmers and ranchers, not companies, we make farmers and ranchers sponsors. Now we've got an influencer group of 56 million people, Ron. Now you take the retail side of this program, the Furniture Row assets. Furniture Row, through its stores, through its advertising, through its truck fleet, regularly touches about 30% of the American public. So that's how we come up with that number, fully documentable.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, you've had some ties with FFA, but you're strengthening those ties today.
Indeed. Back to my high school days, I was a state officer in Michigan, and ironically, 30 years ago, I won the Michigan FFA Prepared Public Speaking Contest, and my topic was about agriculture needing to unify and share its message with consumers, or we'd have problems down the road. So I've been at this for a while, Ron, but we are strengthening that relationship today with the National FFA. We're announcing that National FFA is going to be a communication partner with us on this program, and what that means is that they work with us at several levels to help share what we're doing on behalf of agriculture back with the agricultural industry. But they're also helping us organize volunteers as this program moves around locally. So we'll have FFA members and students involved with connecting with consumers as the car and what we call the Ag Experience Tour travels around the nation. And there's actually going to be a relationship with the foundation, the FFA Foundation, that as we work with financial partners on the program, a share of the proceeds from those financial partners' investment in Farm American will go back to the National FFA Foundation.
So we're talking about both cash, but also the ability to basically put some faces with the farm message.
Absolutely. And it's what's unique about the cash piece is it's cash back into FFA. They're not making a cash investment in the program itself. What they're doing is they're partnering with us and making the resources of their organization available to help us execute this program with consumers.
You had a pretty good year over this last season with NASCAR, right?
Furniture Row Racing 78 team is having a great year this year. We're actually in a three-year plan. This being the second of that three-year plan, we're way ahead of schedule. We wanted to regularly finish in the top 20 this year. In fact, we're regularly finishing in the top 10. We had our first win, the Southern 500 in Darlington. Arguably, now I know it's all racing, but arguably we should have had two more wins, the Daytona 500. We had the quick car of the day, and with five laps to go, we got spun out. And then the race at Martinsville, we were leading the race, hands down, quick car of the day, and we blew a right front rotor with 20 laps to go that put us in the wall. So, but it's been a great year for Furniture Row Racing.
One last question, go back to the message issue. What sort of response are you getting from folks out there that really have no association with agriculture?
You know what? That's the strongest response we've been getting. As we've been going out and working with companies and partnering with our owner's investment, Furniture Row's investment, the strongest response has been from non-agriculture companies on the partnership side, because they're seeing the same trends that Barney saw in his business 20 years ago, and they don't want to see that happen to American agriculture. Now, that's not to say we don't have a lot of strength with the agribusinesses too, but when we reach into the consumer realm, the feedback and the interaction has been incredible. Because here's what we're doing, Ron. We're not making this a commodity initiative. We want to try and rise above that. You and I have both been in agriculture our whole lives, so we understand this. There's a lot of commodity centricity that enters, and we wanted to try and rise above that. So we're making this about the people of agriculture, plain and simple. Don't care what you grow. Don't care where you grow it. This is about you as a producer interacting with somebody from the consumer side and just building that relationship. And then through that, they can learn about commodities and whatnot. And because we're focusing on the people of agriculture, the response has been really, really, we're not overwhelming them with these messages of a specific commodity. It's about this important thing that they should be proud of in this country and people.